The day war broke out, my missus looked at me and she said, what good are you? I said, how do you mean, what good am I? Well, she said, you're too old for the army. You couldn't get into the Navy and they wouldn't have you in the Air Force, so what good are you? I said, I'll do something. She said, what? I said, how do I know? I'll have to think. She said, I don't see how that's going to help you. You've never done it before, so what good are you? I said, don't keep saying what good am I. I said, there'll be munitions. She said, now, how can you go on munitions? I said, I never said anything about going on. I said, there'll be some. Well, she said, all the young fellas will be getting called up, and she said, you'll have to go back to work. Oh, she's got a cruel tongue. Anyhow, I haven't had to go back to work. I'm a lamplighter. Now, then she said, our Harry's sure to be getting called up. And she said, when he's gone, there'll only be his army allowance. And she said, what are you going to do then? I said, I'll have to try and manage on it. She said, you'll have to try and manage. She said, what about me? I said, there'll be my insurance. She said, I can't get that till you are dead. I said, well, then you'll have to wait. She said, suppose I die first. I said, well, then you won't want it. But you can't reach, she's no brains at all. Anyhow, I got fed up and I put my hat on and I went down to the local. Oh, the times that woman's driven me into the local. Now, when I got in there, there was a fella there. Oh, he was as tight as I've never seen. And there was another fella with him just as tight. And one of them was sitting at a table trying to fill in a form. And he said to his pal, he said, Herbert, he said, what's the name of this street outside the pub here? He said, I've got to fill it in this. Well, what's the name? The other fella, just as tight, says, the name of what? He said, the name of this street here, outside the pub here. What's the name of it? He said, oh, how the hell do I know? I've never been outside the pub. Now, but the first day I got me Home Guard uniform, I'm getting the trousers next year, but the first day I got me, I went home and I slipped upstairs and I put it on. And I came down into the kitchen and the missus looked at me and she said, what are you supposed to be? I said, supposed to be? I said, I'm one of the Home Guards. She said, one of the Home... She said, what are the others like? And then the missus said, she said, well, what do you do in the Home Guards? I said, I've got to stop Hitler's army landing. She said, what, you? I said, no, there's Harry Bates and Charlie Evans. And I said, there's seven or eight of us all together. I said, we're in a group. I said, we're on guard in a little hut behind the Dog and Pullet. She said, well, what's the good of being on guard in a little hut behind the Dog and Pullet? She said, I suppose that was your idea. I said, aye, and that Charlie Evans wants to claim it as his. And then she looked at me and she said, well, what are you doing with one stripe? She said, you've only just got the uniform. How can you have one? I said, wait a minute and I'll explain the whole position. I said, as a matter of fact, Charlie Evans, Harry Bates and myself have got one each. She said, well, how did you come by them? And how did they've only just joined? I said, wait a minute and I'll explain it. I said, Tom Brierley, the sergeant, got all browned off, fed to the teeth, chucked it, and he gave us one each. Oh, we've all joined for the duration. That's unless it finishes before then. We don't know, you see. But my missus, she gets on my nerves. She asks such daft questions. She said, here, she said, only this morning, she said, what are you supposed to be guarding? I said, oh, don't start all that again. I said, we're guarding the British Isles. I said, we're guarding all the millions of men, women and children. Millions of them. And you. She said, oh, then you're on our side. I said, well, of course I'm on our... Well, she said, I think we'd be a darn sight better off if you were on the other side. She said, do you know this Hitler? Have you ever... Do I know? I said, now, don't talk rubbish, Rita. Do I know Hitler? Howard, I'm not even in the paint business or anything. Howard. Well, she said, how are you going to know which is him if they do land? I said, I've got a tongue in me head, haven't I? But it's no good trying to reason with. She doesn't seem to concentrate. Only the other Oh, good gracious me, look at the time. No, I should have been on guard 2 hours ago. They'll be looking for me everywhere. No, I've left the whole of the coast exposed. You'll have to forgive me. I really have to go. Fun work.